प्रभा ले बाबा कुसार उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
ओम शांति From Amritvela, Bab Dada sees the fortune of each child, and he sees how many varieties of fortune are fixed within each soul. The early morning hours of nectar bring a fortune with themselves. It is the Amritvela time that the fortune of the spiritual meeting comes to you, and your fortune that lies in each and every action throughout the day. When you look, you see Baba. You have been given these eyes only for the purpose of seeing Baba. You use your ears only to listen to Baba. So this is your fortune. Each and every physical organ has a fortune. You have been given feet to follow the footstep of Baba. So each one of your physical senses has its own fortune. Then make a list that how many fortunes do you receive in the whole day. You see Baba, listen to Baba, sleep with Baba and eat with Baba. You do everything with Baba. When you do service, you give Baba's introduction and you inspire other souls to experience the meeting with Baba. So how great your fortune is. People go to fortune tellers to know their fortune. Astrologers, they want to know their future. What is going to happen tomorrow? What is going to become of me? And fortune tellers tell them the future. So you get to know what is going to happen tomorrow. But is it not that such a knowledge destroys the today? You are here now living in this moment and you get to know what is going to happen tomorrow. Where is the curiosity? Where is that climax? Where is that that inquisitiveness? Imagine you're gone to watch a movie. You watch the movie for the first time. When you watch it for the first time, you're full of excitement. Now you're told to watch the same movie next time. Your excitement has reduced. Now you watch the movie for the third time, then fourth time, then fifth time, then sixth time, then tenth time. It has started becoming boring. You started getting frustrated. Now you're forced to watch the TV, the same movie. You don't want, but you are tied. And you are told to watch the same movie. There are chances you may go mad. Because you already know what is going to happen. So there is no excitement. So somebody comes and tells you, oh, such a thing is going to happen today. So excitement is gone. Why you want to know anything? Life is now here. Let it remain unpredictable. Life is the series of unpredictable events. You never know what is going to happen today. Even I am not aware whether I will survive or not. Probably this is the last day of my life. The end. If you want the movie of your life to be fresh, no need to go to any fortune teller, any astrologer. Baba says, your greatest fortune is now. What is the use of your eyes if you can't see me? The only purpose for which you have been given eyes is to see God. The purpose for which you have been given ears is to hear the music, the melody, the divine symphony that is being played. What are your hands for? Your hands are to do the work of God. Your feet are to move towards Him. Where you are moving? A Zen master was asked once upon a time by his disciple, Master, what is meditation? And the master said, meditation is about putting your coat, the coat which we wear, in its proper place. That is the definition of meditation. The coat is lying hither and thither. Put that coat in its proper place. That is meditation. Where are you? Scattered. Lost. Dismantled. Disturbed. Put it in its proper place. That is meditation. So there is no need to know what is going to happen in future. Otherwise the movie becomes boring and frustrating. Let the movie remains fresh. As fresh as dewdrop. The moment you get up at Amrit Vela, remember your fortune. The day starts with that momentum, with that powerful thought. It's God who wakes me up. It's God who is with me. It is His power which are sustaining me. I am not ordinary, but a divine being. Not just amalgamation of physical apparatus, but I have taken a divine birth. Mahatma Gandhi has said somewhere, when I sleep at night, I feel as if I have died. And every morning I wake up, I feel I have taken rebirth. This is my new birth. So this is my divine new birth. And you know what happens when a divine soul takes a birth? What happens? Just imagine in one village, a divine child is taking birth. What happens? You know, the founder of Swami Narayan Institution, when he had taken birth way back in 18th century, probably in 17 something, 3rd April, the small boy who had taken birth in a small village, the entire atmosphere was changed. Two swans came from Mansarovar, it is shown, to see what has happened, who has taken birth. The all villagers were experiencing a freshness, a new fragrance. All the animals were happy. A divine soul has taken birth. And suddenly a rishi, a sadhu, a sage, a seer comes from the mountains and he says, who is this child who has taken birth? And he sees, oh, this child. And he starts crying and the father of the child asks, why are you crying? He says, a divine soul has taken birth and I may not remain alive to hear his speech, to experience his company. And he renames that, and he names that child as Ghanshyam. Ghanshyam Pandey. And the same child then goes for a long journey as Nilkanth Varni. And that same child becomes Sahajananda, and the same child becomes Swami Narayan. So the birth of this child is so divine. There's a fragrance in the air. The birds are happy. The animals are rejoicing. There is a divine light which is filling the room. So when a divine child takes birth, such a thing happens. When an avatar descends on the earth, such a thing happens. Some supernatural things happen. Who are we? Each one of us has got divine birth. This is not an ordinary birth. This is the birth divine. Just as God has got divine birth, janma karma cha divya cha. O Arjuna, listen, my birth and my karma are divine. They are not ordinary. They are not ordinary. My karma, my birth is divine. And when I take birth, people laugh at me. Avajananti mama muda. They laugh at me. They do not know me. Avajananti. Because my opulence, my richness is so vast, unlimited, boundless, without territory. Taking my own yogmaya, I take birth again and again. So also, at Amrit Vela, feel as if this is your birth, a divine birth, as if you are descending down right from Paramdham. And imagine when a soul comes directly from Paramdham, how pure, how sacrosanct, what immaculate purity, impeccable purity that soul has got. Absolutely stainless, undefiled, by anything of this world. I am that extremely pure soul, untouched by anything of this world. So the day should begin with that much purity. The very first thought becomes the basis and the foundation of the whole day's happening. Otherwise, we are not aware of what is going to happen today. The life is full of ups and downs. What hurdle? What barrier? What karmic account I'm going to encounter, I know not. But I know I am a divine being. I have taken a divine birth. An unseen force prevents me, protects me, follows me, surrounds me. I am the most fortunate soul on this planet Earth. My fortune beggars description, unfathomable, inexplicable. So move with that consciousness. You open eyes and you are seeing the world for the first time. Look with wonder. Oh, what is this? This looks a very strange thing to me. Everything is strange. Everything is new. Listen to the chirping of the birds, so new. Morning hours of Amritvela. They are nectarine. Take fresh breath within. Fill the soul with fresh air. You know one tantane breathing? Tantane breathing or dantane breathing? It is tantane breathing exercises or tantane breathing exercises. This is a very energizing exercise. It comes as a part of Qigong. We can do right away. They say that the center of our body, we are all energy beings. It's not about bodybuilding, energy training, resistance exercising, aerobic exercising. No. We have to do those exercises which are energizing, those who fill us with energy. What is the use of an exercise that tires you out? You have to fill yourself with energy. So they say that in our body, the most important center is navel. And below the navel, 1 or 2 inches below, is this point. This point is known as tantane or tantane. This point is the energy point. So what you have to do here, you have to do abdominal breathing. Usually when we breathe, the chest goes up. Now in this breathing, let the abdomen go up with your breath. Let air fill the abdomen like this. So, and another thing, keep your hand below the navel like this. This is the navel. Keep the hand below the navel. At this little finger lies this point, tantane. So at this point, you have to feel the energy. So what you have to do? First take inhalation. And fill like this. The abdomen should go up, go out when you inhale. Okay? Like this. And when you exhale, exhalation should be very deep. And feel that all the negative energy which is stored up in the body is going out. So I'll show you. First of all, make keep the hand this, like this, like this. Okay, so this is the navel, below this, and once you keep it, keep another hand also, and then make a triangle. So this triangle is created. So the thumbs would be at this point of the navel, and two fingers here. Now close the eyes and take deep breath. And below the little fingers, those two fingers, feel the energy. Now again, breathe out and then breathe in. Exhalation should be very, 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 very slow. Maybe double the time. So now I'll start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 inhalation and exhalation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, start now. And abdomen should go up. Do it 5 times. While it's doing, feel the energy within. Open the eyes. So when you inhale, inhalation should be, your abdomen should go out with inhalation. And when you exhale, exhalation should be prolonged, very, very slow, and do it very naturally. And keep on doing it throughout the day. You need not to even keep the hand. You can do it like this also. But abdomen should go out in inhalation. And exhalation should be very, very prolonged. So this is known as energizing exercise. So early morning when you get up at Amrit Vela, start your day with 10-10. This is the cleansing breathing exercise. This is not Kapalbhati. Kapalbhati you work with chest. In this exercise there is no role of chest. Here it is abdominal. Udar Shwasan. This is known as abdominal cleansing breath. So when you get up at Amrit Vela, feel this is my divine birth. When you get up at Amrit Vela, move into the elevated consciousness. Who is with me? Practice stand-in breathing for some time. Fill yourself with energy. We are electrical beings. Feel at Amrit Vela, this body is a mobile. It needs charging. The soul is a battery. It needs charging. The soul is also a mobile phone. So just sit and don't just charge the soul. Charge body also. Because body also gets discharged by evening. So every morning you need charging. This mobile phone needs charging. If you don't charge it, even if you don't do anything, it starts discharging because electrons move. What is charging and discharging? Physically, in the view of physics, charging, what happens? The electrons are moving here and they are getting at one place. Discharge, they move, start moving. So when you connect, they again come together. So body also like that. It is full of atoms and molecules. So it gets discharged. So body needs charging, and the charging of the body is done through breathing exercises, energy exercises. When I exercise, what happens? When I do push-ups, the energy moves through the hand, shoulder, chest. When I run, the energy moves through the legs. So the legs get charged. Shoulders gets charged. Chest gets charged. So whenever I exercise, energy moves. And wherever energy moves, charging happens. So charge your body with exercise. Charge your body with pranayama. Charge your body with tai chi. Charge your body with qigong. Charge your body with nature. Charge your body with aerobic exercises, with resistance training exercises, pilates. Charge your body with gymnasium. Charge your body with cycling. Charge your body with swimming. Charge your body with green walk. Charge your body with singing. Charge your body with swimming. Charge your body with cycling. Charge your body with hiking. Charge your body with trekking. Charge your body with mountain climbing. Dancing. So charge the body. Body needs charging. If you don't charge, it gets discharged. Just as soul needs charging, body also needs charging. Charge the soul by getting detached from the body. Charge the soul by letting it go to the world beyond this world. Charge the body, soul, by practicing spiritual drills. Charge the soul by getting lost in the love of the beloved. Charge the soul by feeling his presence. Charge the soul with love divine. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. From Amrit Vela, Bab Dada says the fortune of his child, and he says how many varieties of fortune are fixed within each soul. The early morning hours of nectar bring a fortune with themselves. It is the Amrit Vela time that the fortune of the spiritual meeting comes to you, and your fortune then lies in each and every action throughout the day. When you look, you see Baba. You have been given these eyes only for the purpose of seeing Baba. You use your ears only to listen to Baba. So this is your fortune. Each and every physical organ has a fortune. You have been given feet to follow the footsteps of Baba. So each one of your physical senses has its own fortune. Then make a list that how many fortunes do you receive in the whole day. You see Baba, listen to Baba, sleep with Baba and eat with Baba. You do everything with Baba. When you do service, you give Baba's introduction and you inspire other souls to experience the meeting with Baba. So how great your fortune is. Om Shanti.
Jai